Mary Beth in Sherrillville sent us a joke. Fred Swisinski sent us a joke from Algonquin. Thank you, Fred. Ernie Malik in Chicago. Harlan's listening in Arizona today. Sent us another one. Pete Walters, Charles in Barrington. Kent Heisner, IHSA referee number 60420, sent us a joke. Amy from Dyer, Indiana, and Mugless Mike in Ottawa, and Ed and Lyle, proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes mug. Lori Jensen sent one in. Mike McNichols in Algonquin. Andy Bertacci. Bill from Sherrillville in Indiana. Rob Curry, the author of Hunger Winter, a World War II novel. Kirkus Reviews says it's a gritty but hopeful thriller. We got a joke from John Bonatti of Arlington Heights, the new home of the Bears, and Village Cycle Sports. Okay. Hey, Dave, what do you call a whale without underpants?
I don't know, John. What do you call a whale with no underpants?
Free Willy.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a visitor touring the Marvel movie studio, and John Williams will star as a famous actor.
Sir, you have big muscles and carry a large hammer. Are you Thor?
Yes, sir. My muscles are Super Thor. I had an intense workout. I don't know about you, but in our house, we do not throw away perfectly good food. We put it in Tupperware, put it in the fridge, and leave it there until it goes bad, and then we throw it out. That's the drill, people. Hey, Dave, there's a new medical reality show. It's about a urologist.
What channel is it on, John?
It's not on TV, Dave. It's on the stream. Time traveler shows up in Manhattan. Ask the nearest person what year it is. The person says 2023, of course. Time traveler looks up at the sky and goes, oh, yeah, first year of balloon wars. I saw this sign at our local airport. Balloon rides canceled until further notice. Wife calls her husband from work yesterday and said three girls in the office had received big bouquets of flowers and they were absolutely gorgeous. The husband said, yeah, that's why. I'm starting a distillery, and my whiskey will be named Responsibly. That way, all of my advertising will be free. Grandpa Joe gave his buddy Grandpa George a surprise birthday gift, a visit from a call girl. She said, I'm here to give you super sex, and he said, soup. Hey, Dave, my Valentine's Day went like a fairy tale.
Great.
No, it was grim. Two M's. Actually, I had a lovely Valentine's Day.
Good.
I was going to take Brenda out to a nice restaurant that we really liked downtown, and then we were going to go to Winter's Jazz Club and hear some music. And then she says, hey, isn't the DePaul game Tuesday night? And I said, yeah, but I wasn't going to mention that. And then we do that sort of like, I'll get the check, no, I'll get the check thing, where I say, but no, I won't go to the game. And then she says, oh, we don't have to go out to dinner. And each of us is wondering who's going to give. Who's going to come out on top of this little love tug of war?
And?
Johnny won. And by that, I mean I went to the game, which was Brenda's sort of gift to us.
But with your son.
So it was a real nice evening for us. We've got season tickets. It's our thing. And then I got home around midnight after a ridiculous double overtime loss. So thank you, Brenda, for ceding Valentine's Day to me and Grant. We had a real nice time. Where were we on the show
Number
today?
Number 14.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Dave. Let's do some jokes. What do you call a pod of singing killer whales? What do you call a pod of singing killer whales? That would be an orcapella group.